What we're trying to do here at St. Cloud State is develop that community between the brotherhood and the sisterhood, these veterans that are coming back, transitioning back into the civilian world. So the folks that are deciding to join and be in the military and be in the Guard and the Reserves can learn from those folks and they can lift each other up. We're having these programs throughout the week where we do things like meditation, we have discussion, socialization. We have some gracious donors who donate like just some baked goods so they can come in and drink some coffee, have a donut, just the simple little things to keep them coming back into the VRC, the Veterans Resource Center, to have that conversation, because it might just be that one donut or that one conversation that you know, over the coffee that you're having with another student that connects those two individuals and it keeps them talking. So if one person is struggling, the other person might be able to help them out or bring that attention to either us or the counseling, and you know, redirect them to a resource on campus or as well as off campus at the VA or a private counselor that may be able to support their needs. We're going to have 22 pairs of footwear of combat boots, regular civilian boots and shoes outside on the front of Atwood Memorial Center on those steps with a single rose and a flag to commemorate the life of a life lost. Every 65 minutes today, we're going to lose a veteran. Another veteran is going to, life is going to be lost to suicide.